news, everyone.
It's Motherfuckerama. Podzilla After Dark is filmed before a live studio audience. Hey, everybody! It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Back after a week of no action.
I was going to hit you with the Hey, Dr. Nick, since we were going in that, that Matt Groening theme.
Hello, everybody. You remember when I did that at the anime convention?
Yeah.
That was
crickets.
Yeah. There was one motherfucker like on the other side of the room, like, "Hey, Dr. Nick."
The people behind us snickered.
Yeah, there were a couple people that laughed at it. There was that one guy funny. That was laughing so hard that they had to calm him down. Remember, they were like, "Sir, please, just calm him down."
You're embarrassing yourself.
This is Podzilla After Dark presents Motherfuckerama. Why? I don't know. We said it would be a funny name, and then we went with it. And we have a backlog of motherfuckers that we want to call out this week. I have a few, so that would be a lot of fun. My name is Shannon Young. I'm back after a week off because we were moving. Along with me, of course, Jesse Kimball, who you may have heard on Tuesday, on F-Bomb Tuesday, which we can beat that tonight. We can do more F-words.
I don't think we could ever do that show again, but it was pretty funny. And the F-bomb thing, like, I didn't even think about until, like, after. I was like, the fuck? We even start the show, like, the show starts off with, no idea what music you heard. And then also, like, we also don't know what the fuck we're going to call. Or no, I was like, just so you guys know, this one's going to be uncensored. And then Asa just immediately, if you don't like it, fuck you. And
just funny because Asa was in such a we can't cuss anymore mode for so long. And that's out the window. Mm-hmm. Also, props to Jesse for picking a Chuck Mangione song for the intro.
The Chuck Mangione song.
I started listening to it and I'm like, this is fucking Chuck Mangione. This is that song from King of the Hill. That was great. I do have concern that you would call yourself, I think it was Mr. 25, because you're 1/4 the talent or whatever. I mean, that's not true.
Dalton, maybe. And Dalton followed up with, like, what am I, Mr. 0.3?
Yeah.
I was going for self-deprecating humor, and then, like, the two of them at the table just fucking, like... It was the worst kind of no selling me.
The irritated kind of no sell.
No, they're just looking at me like smiling like.
It's funny you said self-deprecating because I tried to use that word last week on I Want to Believe.
Did you say self-defecating?
No, I said the first time I said it and Calvin caught it, I said self-depreciating. And I immediately caught myself and said self-deprecating. So that was a hard word for me. Also back this week, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
Who's also moving with us.
Yes.
Allie Bear died in the move.
Yeah, she's no longer with us. Allie Bear did pass away. No, she didn't. That's a bad joke. She's alive and well?
She's at work, so I don't know how much is well.
Yeah, she's not very well. She hasn't been well in a long time. And what frustrated me about Allie with the move, by the way, it's great to be back. I did miss doing the show. I didn't miss doing pro wrestling unscripted because pro wrestling makes me sick to my ass right now. But, these little fuckers.
Well, yeah, there's fruit flies everywhere.
Yeah, the fruit flies in the store are the motherfuckers of the week.
What irritated me.
The true motherfuckers is the fruit fly.
When Allie was helping us move, she worked hard, but it got to a point where 2 days into it, and I've literally been moving shit nonstop, and I'm like exhausted and I'm tired, and I look over at her and she's like on her phone, and I did that work thing where I was just stared at her. I was like, you got time to get on your phone? I got time to get back to work.
Yeah.
We're on a time crunch, bitch.
I'm proud of myself. I got the garage emptied pretty quick.
You did. Got time to lean. You got time to clean. Clean that shit.
I'm really not looking forward to helping Mandy move tomorrow.
No.
Does she have anything packed?
Yes.
Are you just moving Mandy or are you also helping move Justin?
Just moving Mandy.
Because I think Justin said his brother was helping him or something.
Yeah, and I don't think Justin has as much stuff to move since he's...
Yeah, but he has a house. So. Well,
yeah, but I think he's leaving a lot of his stuff there because he's going to rent it out.
Yeah.
I'm making a lot of assumptions. I'm really not sure, but yeah, no, I'm only helping Mandy move tomorrow. But she's on the third floor of that apartment building.
Yeah. That's gonna suck.
Oh yeah. Hopefully, you know, the more people we get, the less time everybody has to go up and down the stairs. So I'm hoping there will be a lot of people there moving stuff.
Can confirm that moving stuff up and downstairs is the worst. Because so when we moved, it was myself, Lindsay, our very own Dalton Anthony, and Stephen Bright, who is an alumni of the show, alumno in Spanish. And he, it's Spanish, and he came over. And like I said, they just kind of showed up. I didn't ask him to help. They just kind of helped.
We appreciated it.
But the first time we did it, we had everything in the living room. So we moved all that stuff out and put it on the U-Haul, and it was actually fun. We were laughing, we were joking. We dropped that stuff off at the new duplex that we're renting, and then we went back for the second load, and it was all almost entirely upstairs. So the first load we got done in an hour, got it over there and unpacked, and it was super smooth and easy. The second one took an hour, and we had 1/4 of the U-Haul done because we had to haul it up and downstairs. Yeah. And it was so tiring. Now imagine doing that shit for like 3 days in a row, because that's what I did.
Like I had about half of what we moved into the garage the first time inside and in the rooms that the stuff belonged in. By the time they came back with the other load.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it was rough. It was a smooth move, but it was not fun.
Yeah. Stairs at this point, like, you guys' townhouse isn't as bad. Like, cause, you know, stairs inside the apartment. That's fine.
But hers are outside.
That's actually a deal breaker for me whenever I'm shopping for apartments now. If I'm upstairs, I'm not moving in. Fuck that. Like, I got too much big, heavy shit to, like, especially, like, awkward stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to get couches upstairs, like, up several flights of stairs, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't think Mandy even has a couch. She has a love seat. And all most of her furniture is small because she's small and she has a small child.
Uh-huh.
And
who is almost the size of her.
Almost.
Yeah.
Not quite.
So yeah, no, like I'm hoping she's been packing stuff for a while. Apparently she bought boxes a while back, so she's been packing everything up. So I'm hoping that she has everything packed up. We have a small army of people ready to move. If anybody wants to help move Mandy, now that I've made it sound so fun.
I am working, otherwise I would.
Contact me on Facebook. I'll tell you where she lives, and we can get this knocked out.
I don't think Mandy wants people.
That sounds bad the way you worded that.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. The only people that are going to talk. If I don't know you, I may or may not respond. We'll see. I'll check your Facebook profile out.
we'll make sure that you're on the up and up.
Right. You may not be invited to unload the U-Haul truck,
yeah.
But you're certainly welcome to find the apartment that Mandy currently lives in.
I'm with you.
I just feel like this got awkward.
It did a little. It did a little because suddenly it got creepy.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find all of the things on here that I wanted to mention because there were a couple things. Because we don't really have a straight-up topic tonight. I meant to look some stuff up. I do have some things.
But we've had a long week.
We did have a long week.
We didn't do a show last week.
And I'm pretty brain dead.
It was, well, par of the course. It was, I'm sorry. I drank her milk earlier. Rude.
He did. Luckily, your protein drink still tastes like chocolate milk. So
my poutine drink?
Yes, your poutine.
So did you just like fucking hammer the chocolate milk?
He literally chugged it.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, like, because I saw you drinking the protein shake, and I almost asked, like, so why are you drinking that? Why didn't Shannon just trade with you?
Because he drank my milk in one shot, which I'm not surprised by. That's what he does.
Right.
But
my straw goes all the way over to your side of the table, and I drink your chocolate milk.
Yes, you drank my chocolate milk.
I appreciate that bit.
Thank you. So I haven't done a show since last Wednesday, and it's getting back in the saddle, trying to figure out. Thankfully, we don't do things very well here. We just do them. And the more I talk to people who have podcasts, who have attempted podcasts, the more I realize how good we are. We're either really good.
Or we're really garbage.
Or we're just really stubborn and too stupid to quit. Because I know a lot of people that have started podcasts that seem like they would do a good job hosting podcasts. And I don't know if they just didn't want to put the work into it, or maybe they just didn't have as much fun as they thought they would. But most of them quit after a couple of weeks.
It's easy to get discouraged when, like, because I guess everybody thinks like they can jump into a podcast and they'll immediately have thousands of listeners.
Yeah,
it don't work that way.
No. Unless you have like some kind of crazy ass name recognition. It's not gonna work that way.
Or you're spending out the wazoo to get your like pop-ups everywhere for people to click.
Well, even that. It's like we tried to explain with Tanner and the Scott Walter interview, because Tanner wanted to promote it, which is a good idea. Like, it's not a bad idea. But the way that the algorithms work, people will see it, but doesn't mean they're going to click it.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, we have never gotten, like, Facebook metrics show, like, all sorts of extra engagement, you know, clicks and everything else. But I think, like, of all the shows that we have boosted, we have never seen the results on Podbean.
No.
Podbean never changes.
Nope.
We may get, like, I think in total we get like one like each time we boost something.
Mm.
But yeah, and like I said, that post will get a whole lot of attention in terms of like people will click the like button. It's like, oh, I know who Scott Walter is, like.
Or they don't, they're just like, oh, I like things. he looks reputable. Look at that handsome white man. Click.
So, yeah, and then you got people like me that run ad blocker that never see it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, a lot of our audience is going to be people that use ad blocker.
I'll tell you what we did see, though. We did see a pump from Spotify lately. Ever since we joined Spotify, we have increased our listener count per day, and we very much appreciate that.
Awesome.
So if you're a new listener that's come from Spotify, this is your first Podzilla After Dark. Let me explain how this show goes for you real quick.
We're as vulgar as possible.
Yeah, until Tuesday, this was the show you could tune in to hear the F word. But they co-opt me, so now I got to take it to another level. So I'm about to throw out racial slurs. Here we go.
Oh, no, no, no. No. Foot down on that one, homie. Really, it was just the fact that... So Tuesday, we kind of had this idea. We were finally going to do, and I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want to give away the title of the D&D
show. I know what it is, yeah, because Asa was telling me how that's what you wanted to do, and I was like, oh, well, I would have hate for that to just come on a random Tuesday without fanfare, you know?
Right. Well, it was one of those things, like, I just wanted to give it a test run, see how well it would work. And it's mostly because I'm listening to The Adventure Zone.
Right.
I've started listening to that podcast, which, you know, if anybody out there, like, you're wanting to listen to a D&D podcast that's more about storytelling and stuff, The Adventure Zone's really solid. And the guy that runs it, it's three brothers and their dad.
Hey, brother.
Sorry. Two of them are like former.
Make fun of my favorite YouTube people.
Two of them are former Polygon writers.
Mm.
It's Justin and Griffith McElroy.
Yeah.
They're also the guys that did like Monster Factory on YouTube. I found out all this other stuff today. I'd been listening to this show now for like over a week, and Stephanie told me about this.
You know what I miss? Joystick.
Oh, Joystick was cool.
Anyway.
But either way, here nor there. So it's a show about, like, you know, it's four people, they're playing Dungeons and Dragons, and they're you know, going through the story. It's a lot less dealing with the mechanics of the game and a lot more of
storytelling.
Them telling a story.
Which is good, because no one wants to listen to a podcast where guys just sit there going, what do I want to do here?
Because they're not even using like maps or minis or anything like that. There's just like the guy that's DMing says that you are this far away from this person,
yeah.
So you can either do something ranged or you can try to get closer and do something next turn.
Right.
So I mean, it's super entertaining. It's really funny. Those guys are fucking hilarious. So Asa, whenever we were talking about doing this, I was like, hey, we could just do a test run real quick. I didn't know that, and Asa was resistant. I didn't know why. Then he explained that he had a pretty specific idea for what he wanted that show to be.
Right.
Then he told me about it, and I felt...
Oh, are you the one that broke the news to him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because that show that I was talking about, The Adventure Zone,
yeah,
is exactly that? What Asa's idea was. Like, to the, like, minutia. Because Asa's idea was basically start a campaign with like pre-made characters, with an actual Dungeons and Dragons, like one of their I forget what you call it, modules,
mm-hmm.
one of like the actual Wizards of the Coast modules, and then it evolves into something else. That is exactly what the Adventure Zone did. They started with the $20 intro pack. The Mines of Phandalver or whatever it is, or the City of Phandalven or something like that.
Something very elvy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It comes with like pre-made characters that they used. Oh, yeah. Good to see you. They played through that campaign and then they have gone on and like they're telling other stories.
So do you remember the time I think it was Are You Afraid of Podzilla After Dark, where we tried to do the on-the-spot DM.
No, we were trying to do the choose-your-own-adventure.
Boy, was that a shitstorm.
That was funny.
It was, but it because we were using the internet to do it at first, and then the internet died.
Yeah.
So then we made it up.
It was the website. The website died.
And then we made it up as we went.
We just need to actually get like a physical choose your own adventure book.
Yeah, I think that would be, because I thought that was a cool idea. I thought it would be fun.
And it was really neat, and I liked it quite a bit. But yeah, then that happened. It's like, well
fuck that up.
Whoops.
It might be a short show tonight because we do have to get to with the Best Buy to take care of the part in the Steam sale. So while we got time, I want to mention a couple things. First off, congratulations to Chick-fil-A for being named America's favorite restaurant again.
What?
Chick-fil-A. They're the Christian chicken factory.
That's not where I'm wanting, homie. You know it.
Oh.
How are they America's favorite restaurant?
I assume Jesus endorsed them. Maybe. I don't know.
Because the only thing good about Chick-fil-A is the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well, I like the chicken they have there because, like, I've seen the videos of how KFC like treated their chickens. You know, that disgusting video and all.
Oh yeah,
and that. And I love that at Chick-fil-A. I watched their video. They raise the chickens. They don't feed them any junk. They take them to church every Sunday. They baptize the chickens.
No,
most
come from
of the chickens are not molested.
They come
I appreciate
from the same
that.
Chicken farms. but yeah, no, the chicken mill, I guess, is a better word for it. But yeah, no, I like their spicy chicken sandwich is really, really good. But really, like, if you take out the Chick-fil-A sauce, Chick-fil-A is meh.
When people talk to me about Chick-fil-A like it is the goddamn second coming, I always look at them and I think, like, but have you eaten anywhere else? Because there are a lot of tasty options out there.
I like Culver's.
Like, I love Chick-fil-A is fine. It's a fine place. But America's favorite restaurant, I can't back that.
No.
When it comes to chain restaurants, I can't back that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of,
I would rather eat at Applebee's over Chick-fil-A.
Not
and
ours.
Applebee's is a goddamn internet joke.
I was about to say, I don't know if I would pick Applebee's over Chick-fil-A.
Not this Applebee's.
Definitely not this Applebee's.
Ruby Tuesday. You know, now we can't have. Now we don't have one. Thanks, Drury.
Yep. Who knows what the fuck they're gonna put up now? I would rather eat a Popeyes than Chick-fil-A.
I would rather eat a Popeyes. I'd rather eat KFC than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Because KFC is not as good, but it's cheaper, and it does the same thing.
Their mashed potatoes are tasty.
See, I personally think
straight from that box.
Yeah, I personally think that KFC's chicken is better, but I mean, even their chicken sandwiches are better at KFC than they are Chick-fil-A, in my opinion.
I think my favorite chicken. It's probably Popeyes.
Popeyes chicken
tenders.
Because
they just damn good chicken.
My favorite chicken tenders. Yeah, Popeyes is probably my favorite big chain. But my favorite chicken tenders are the Chester's fried chicken. That's
yeah,
in
Mandy
the.
Mandy brought that in. It looked really good, and I have yet to try it.
Holy shit! No, you have tried it once.
I did,
because I brought it to you when you were working at the gaming grounds in Jackson.
Oh yes, I do remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You enjoyed them
and
quite
it was
a bit.
Delicious. Yeah.
Clearly, it wasn't that awe-inspiring since you've forgotten the event.
He doesn't have a very good memory.
Look, when you're Shannon Young, when you're Mr. 100, you eat a lot. You can't.
That's not where I thought that was going, honestly.
You can't remember everything you put in your mouth.
I was hoping you're going with the bison joke.
No, just a good old fashioned fat joke, you know, just to get the day started.
That's they probably have my favorite chicken tenders. I'd been telling Mandy since she, and I've been telling Asa the same thing. Mandy took me up on it before Asa has, because I don't think Asa has still gone there, because it's the roads right next to their office.
I'll say Mandy swears by it. She brought it in and she was very, very pleased with the chicken.
Because she was talking about going to Chick-fil-A for chicken tenders. Like, bitch, please, you work a block away from the best chicken tenders in town.
Seriously.
And she was like, wait, what? Like, yeah, no, go to this place. She did. And then she sent me like a message after her first bite.
Yeah.
She was just like, holy absolute fuck, what is this?
That brings us to our first motherfucker, because this is Motherfuckerama. We're going to put a bunch of people on blast today. The first motherfucker, 18 minutes in, is Buffalo Wild Wings in Cape Girardeau.
Ah, yes.
You motherfuckers.
All right, look, you cannot blame them for your company.
No, it wasn't that.
No, it had nothing to do with this company. Did you not get to hear the rest of this story?
Oh, I know.
Please say no so I can explain it to the crowd.
You know what? No, go ahead.
Thank you. So Saturday we had our CCW Inferno 3, which was a great show, by the way. You couldn't tell by the amount of people that had come to it because it was a light crowd. But to be fair, I guess technically the first motherfucker should be the storms that happened on Friday.
That trapped everyone in Illinois and Kentucky.
Yeah, Friday fucked everything.
Anybody in Illinois, if they want to cross, if anybody in Illinois wants to come to Missouri, they have to do it in St. Louis or Sykeston.
Yeah, I felt really...
That's crazy.
I was glad Heath and Billy had come and Lane because they're all from that area. Yeah. And they made the trek, thank God. But
they all had to drive down to Sykeston and then come up.
That storm knocked out the power in a lot of Cape, most of Jackson. Bob said they had to throw out a bunch of shit from Walmart. Like, all their food got thrown out because it got ruined. Shit. Because they were without power all night. And apparently they don't have a backup generator.
That's weird that Walmart wouldn't have a backup generator. Yeah.
Apparently a lot of those places, because like Target had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I had gone in there, I went in there this Monday, and I was looking for something in particular back in the freezer section, and their freezer section
empty.
Was...
empty.
Yeah. You could tell, they had restocked a couple of things.
Yeah. But, so that brings us to Saturday once again. We did CCW. I guess I got to backtrack again. A separate motherfucker is Ashley Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
But to a lesser degree, because I can kind of understand why. We were supposed to, we ordered our furniture 2 months ago, and it was supposed to be delivered on Friday when we moved, the day after we started moving, because that way I knew everybody would be there. Well, they said they would be there before 3. They didn't come there. There was nothing. At 3:30, they called me, and they said, hey, sorry, there was a delay in one of our previous deliveries. We will have it delivered today, but it may be an hour and a half late. I said, that's fine, as long as it's today. Otherwise, we're going to sleep on a mattress on the floor. Ha ha ha. Jokey. We hung up, and that was the last I heard from them on Friday. But I'll give them a pass because of that storm.
Yeah, I was about to say, Friday we had here in good old southeast Missouri, we had 80-mile-per-hour headwinds.
Yes.
knocked out power for most of Cape and Jackson.
It was
ripping trees
somehow
out of the ground.
Our power didn't get knocked out.
Mine didn't either.
Our
old apartment did. Our new place did not, which was cool because we went from no power. Because Allie and I were at the old apartment cleaning and getting stuff ready. And I guess another motherfucker, and we're backtracking a lot, would be whoever locked my cat in the linen closet.
Yeah.
Because we go to the apartment and I'm like, where is my cat? I have no furniture. The cat should not be able to hide. I told Allie, I'm like, oh God, I hope the cat's not in the linen closet because it was closed. And she's like, why would it be in there? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to check because I can't find her. So I open the linen closet and sure enough, there's my cat. And it also is the shittiest shit smell you've ever smelled. And
because
I looked and said,
trapped in the poor closet.
That cat is definitely shit in this closet.
Somewhere
in this closet.
Cat is shit in this closet.
So now it's like Star Trek II, the search for shit. I'm lifting things around. I'm looking. I'm like, please don't be on the towels. Okay, please don't be on the clothes. It's not. But where is this shit coming from? I clearly smell it.
It was behind my stuffed animal bin.
It was either, well, maybe behind it. It was under it for sure because there were smears everywhere.
I don't know how it got under it unless she pushed the
maybe
thing
in her desperate
to
attempt
out.
To get out, like someone who got buried wrong. And she's trying to get out of the place.
Or like Shannon, in his effort to find it, scooted the...
Well, no, it was against the wall, though.
Oh.
So that was the weird part. I don't know. I can't explain it. Point is, got the cat out, got the shit smell out, cleaned it up, and while I'm cleaning the shit up, we're going forward now, the lights started flickering. So I'm sitting there washing my hands, and the lights are flickering, and it's already dark in our apartment because it's getting to be nighttime. And
the storm.
So I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was pitch black, basically, at 5:30.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
Power goes out. We're like, okay, Alex said, hey, it's raining outside. I said, all right, let's throw the stuff we can in the U-Haul and we'll get out of here. So we go outside to chuck the stuff in the U-Haul. As we step outside, the wind is so strong, it's almost blowing boxes out of our hands. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I'm like, shit, this is serious. We need to get out of here. So we toss the stuff in. I drive the U-Haul. She drives my car, I think.
Yeah.
And I was worried it was going to blow the U-Haul over because the winds were so bad. I also drove a U-Haul all weekend. Not something I recommend. It's not fun. It was fun at first. Dalton and I were driving. I'm like, we should be truck drivers. That went away pretty quick. So, back to Ashley Furniture. They were supposed to deliver it on Friday. They didn't. I'll give them a pass for the storm. Saturday rolls around. I'm at the CCW show. I'm waiting for them because we tried calling them, and the store was dead because there was no power. We called the warehouse. They wouldn't answer. I finally got in touch with my friend who works at Ashley Furniture. I won't name him just in case. They might not be happy with what I'm saying. He got in touch with his people and kind of said, okay, you're on the delivery for today. It should be there. They'll let you know as soon as they can. Like, okay. Because anything that they couldn't deliver the day before, they'll deliver on Saturday. Cool. That's fine. So we're waiting. We go halfway through the CCW show. I'm sitting outside on my phone. Allie's freaking out because she just wants her damn furniture. And then I get a text from Ashley saying, your furniture will be delivered on Monday. And I'm like, motherfucker. So now it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
And
we're waiting for
this
furniture.
Mind you, I've been sitting at the house.
She didn't go to the wrestling show because she had
because
to wait,
I had
for,
to
the
wait
furniture,
for furniture.
Yep. Which is why Jesse didn't go to the CCW show because
he didn't want
to
sit by himself.
Right.
Right.
So it was just a big clusterfuck, which then takes us to Buffalo Wild Wings because after the CCW show, myself, Allie, Zach Kurgis, two of his friends, and Mr. Pink go to Buffalo, and it was the single Buffalo Wild Wings, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, by the theater. If you know him, let him know I talked about him on this show because I'm very unhappy. It was the single worst dining experience I've ever had in my life, by far. Worse than Denny's. Worse than that time we went to a pasta house, whatever it was called, and they didn't give us our – they forgot to cook our food. You remember that? Was it called Pasta House? Wasn't that what it was called?
No, I'm pretty sure that was another Denny's trip.
No. This is where
there was
IHOP
Pasta House. Yeah, it's Pasta House.
Yeah, so it's Pasta House.
Okay.
We get there, and it takes 15 minutes pretty much for them to come and get our order for our appetizers. And then it takes another 30 minutes to give us our appetizers. And by that time, we've already ordered our food. So our food's out in close to an hour after we order it. Everyone's criticizing already because they're like, it does not take this long to cook chicken. Because we all got wings. That's it.
Yeah, you throw those suckers in the deep fryer, toss some sauce on them, and you're good to go.
Were they like insanely busy or anything?
No,
like-
there were two tables. Us and the ones next to us. The ones next to us, there was a table full of about 13 guys, and apparently all had their own bill. That was the problem, apparently. And the waiter, who I felt sorry for at first, because you could tell he was busy, I turned on him at the end of the night, and I'll explain why. So we order our food. We finally get in an hour later, and Zach's chicken is literally little chicken planks with drips of sauce on them. That was his wings.
Mm.
And Zach being a server and two of the other – and cook and two one of the girls that was with him, I think it was his girlfriend. She's also a cook. They both explained how it should not take this long and it should be better than this. It's so easy to cook chicken. So we eat our food, whatever. It's about 12:15 at this point. We got there at 11. The guys that were next to us – and mind you, Buffalo Wild Wings closes at 12:30. That's when they close. It's about 12:10. The guys beside us are done. So the waiter brings out their tickets. I'm not paying attention. Something happens. He walks back to the computer, which is on the other side of the restaurant, and he is up there for 45 to 50 minutes staring at the computer with a manager. They're just up there. Eventually, it's us, the table of the 13 guys next to us, and then there's one other table of what looked like a Hispanic family, and none of us know what's going on. The Hispanic family, they're looking around lost. They eventually just put money on the table and leave because they're tired of waiting.
Yeah.
We sit there this entire time. One of our guests that was with us left. She left money. She said, I can't stand this anymore. By the end of it, it's close to 1 o'clock in the morning, and Zach is pacing in the aisle at this point. Everyone's pissed off and irritated. Not a single person from Buffalo Wild Wings has come over to talk to us. They haven't apologized. They haven't refilled our drinks. Literally nothing.
They haven't checked or anything.
They haven't checked. They have ignored us for an hour at this point. So finally, and at first we were joking about it and we thought it was funny. Oh, this is bad. By the end of it, we were also pissed off, whatever. Tony, Mr. Pink, he goes up to talk to the people because he's tired of waiting too. So he goes and he tries to flag down the waiter that's helping them, and that was our waiter. And as he starts talking to him, and I get Tony is kind of rough sometimes.
But I said, did he start with, I'm your intellectual superior, so you got to listen to me?
No, I think it was more of a, hey, these guys, in this particular case, and I agree with you, but in this particular case, it sounded more like, hey, we've been over here for an hour. We really want to leave. And as he says this, he's talking to the waiter walks right by him and puts a hand up like, don't talk to me, and keeps walking.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, like, I don't always agree with Tony's mannerisms, but I see him go, oh, fuck no. And he starts like berating them. And I'm not that person, but I could see where he was coming from because this dude literally just walked by him and gave him the fist. the hand.
Gave him the talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand motion. Yeah. So he goes over there, and he walks back to me. He's like, I can't be here. Like, I'm about to cause a scene. I'm going to go. So he leaves. And after that, they finally come over to us, and it's the manager. It's not even the waiter. I'm assuming manager. And she says, hey, you guys need something? What do we need
like,
today?
Yeah, we've been waiting to leave for an hour and a half.
Which we didn't say because we're polite, even though we were pissed. So she finally brings us our checks, and she comes over and says, sorry about the wait, and that's all we got. We didn't get any, and it's not like I wanted free stuff or anything, but it should not take you a fucking hour to come over there and talk to us.
Yeah.
So that, and what makes it really sickening is that since we were the last table there, everybody else left. There were so many other workers walking around. Any one of them could have come over and talked to us or refilled our drinks or something, and they just completely ignored us. That was the single worst fucking restaurant experience I've ever had.
And the worst part about it is they were probably all thinking you guys were the assholes.
Yeah.
Because you were keeping them, you know, there after close.
Yeah.
Except that you didn't have a check. I would have been real tempted just to walk out, period.
Yeah, it's all on, like, yeah, no, I absolutely would have. If they would have just sat there and wouldn't have given me a check, then I'm like, all right, well,
clearly
I'm
not gonna get,
if I'm not going to get a check, I'm not going to give you money. I can't leave cash because I don't have it because I never do.
Allie did mention, thank God Lindsay's not here. She said, because.
Oh, as soon as, if it was me in the hand in the face, I'd be like, oh, well, I'm not paying you then. Goodbye.
I told Allie, Lindsay works in retail. She has a little bit more respect. She wouldn't just go over there and start cussing at him, but she definitely would cause a scene.
Yeah, it's
in a respectful way.
And I'm kind of in Lindsay's boat. I'll cause a scene, like, eventually. I start polite. You guys
be polite to begin with, but so help me if that happened, like getting the hand in the face.
Yeah, no,
for
that was ridiculous.
I would have been, okay, I want a manager now.
And that's when I turned on the guy because, like, you could tell he was having a terrible night. Maybe he's new. I don't know what his excuse was. He was clearly having the worst night anyone's ever had at Buffalo Wild Wings. But as someone that's worked in retail for so many, many years, and we all know this because we all have, the last thing that you do is, like, get shitty with a customer like that, especially one that didn't do anything.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything.
It's right. One thing if they're being shitty to you first.
Right. And we never said anything other than thank yous to the guy. And it's not like it was a perfect night. We all ordered ranch. He brought us all blue cheese.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, like, it was just one fuck up after another, and we tried to be polite about it, but it was absolutely terrible. So I made the conscious decision there, and Allie's tried to talk me out of it, but I'm pretty dedicated to my cause.
I
will never go back to Buffalo Wild Wings at this point, and which is a shame because I really liked Buffalo Wild Wings.
We can go back to Buffalo Wild Wings. I guess you just have to go with someone like me or Lindsay.
Someone assertive?
Yeah, because, like, it's one thing to...
I can channel my parents. That's not a problem.
Like, but see, I don't want to have to deal with it. I'll go to Huddle House like we used to do and have a good time.
But Huddle House is gross.
No, I like Huddle House. I think it's fine. Actually, what I'll do is I'll just go to fucking Walmart.
And get the buffalo sauce.
Or get a take and bake pizza, take it home and cook that shit. It won't take two fucking hours to eat it.
Yeah.
That's really for true. Sure. So, Buffalo Wild Wings, you a motherfucker.
Sorry, that was a long roundabout way, but.
I would say that server's a real motherfucker. Because
even when the manager came over and said, can we get you something? What's going on? Well, where were you an hour ago?
Yeah. So as much as I blame him for it, because he was the one doing it, at some point, the manager who was over there with him at the computer trying to help him should have stepped in and come over and talked to
him. Or at a minimum, one of those people cleaning the tables. Hey, go check on them. Make sure they're okay.
Yeah. Someone dropped the ball in this instance.
Because like I said, I'm thinking everybody but your server. Is and maybe even your server, because he didn't sound very bright. So I'm thinking, like, everybody involved there, like I said, thought that you were the asshole because it's, you know, they close at 12:30.
It's now 1 o'clock and we're still sitting there.
Half an hour afterward, you guys are still just sitting there.
Not drinking, not eating, just sitting there.
I mean, like, we tried to get a check. Nobody wanted to talk to us.
Yeah, no, that's the mentality of the table. But, like, all of the workers there have no idea that that's what's actually happening.
Yeah, they don't know what's actually going on. They just see people sitting at the table while they're trying to leave.
Yep.
And it's like, I'm looking at them going, I'm trying to leave, too.
I desperately want to go home.
We are on the same page, man.
It's just, like, none of you guys would be confrontational about it.
Plus, if you were doing your job and actually checking up on your people, then, yes, you could get out on time.
Yeah, no, because, like, I've never been a server. So I can't really say a whole lot. I've worked in, like, the service industry, but not as a server. But yeah, no, like, at that point, like, even in, like, when I've done customer service, if I've got a customer there after close, I will ask them several times, like, hey, just so you know, it's closed. Is there anything I can point you towards? So, because, you know, we need to get out of here. you know, in a the most polite customer servicey way. Right. 9 times out of 10, oh, I didn't know you guys closed. I'm so sorry. I've got what I need. I'm on my way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing here. People come in at 6:55. We close at 7. Hey, just let you guys know, we do close in about 5 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't know.
And yeah, it's easy to do. And it's like, and I you know, when it happens here, especially like, I don't work here often anymore, but when it happens here, you know, I'll do that. I'm like, no, you don't need to rush or anything. Just letting you know that that's the situation. If there's anything I can point you towards, feel free to shop.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be locking the door here in a minute.
Yep. Same spiel.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, there are ways to deal with it, and nobody, I think, handled that one particularly well.
No one did. Buffalo, they dropped the ball so hard. Yeah,
Buffalo
and
Wild Wings
real
fucked up.
If it's the case that
really
they were all new at their jobs and stuff, like maybe the manager was newly
well,
promoted.
Maybe you don't have new employees working on
Saturday
night.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, like, I've been to places with new employees. We went to Rosati's Pizza here in Cape, and I have never been satisfied with their service, but I entirely blame that on the fact that they're so busy. But
they're getting the Cape Girardeau hug right now.
Right. And all of their employees are new and they've said as such, but even the new employees have at least been considerate and have said, I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
I'm sorry about the wait. But Buffalo didn't do that at all. They just left us there to die, literally. I think if Tony hadn't gone up there and cussed at him, they never would have came over. We would be there now. We would be permanent fixtures at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, no, like that's one of those situations. Like I'm with Lindsay. Like I would have just walked out after like the guy gave me the hand. It's like either I would have said like, let me talk to the manager. If the manager didn't come by, like deuces, I'm out. Yeah. I'm not paying for this food. Honestly, I wouldn't have paid for it to begin with. If they took an hour and a half to get me my check after taking an hour to get me my food, when it's dead.
Well, you want to know the sad thing? I still tipped.
Why?
It wasn't a big tip. It wasn't a big tip at
all.
I
wouldn't have tipped at all.
I whenever I get a situation like that, I'm the asshole that writes something in the tip line.
Oh, no. I left him. It was a $40 ticket. I left him $5 because I felt like it was that part of me that really did like, think that like
he's having a real bad night.
He's having a bad night. Maybe he is new and he's relying on his manager to help him
and
she left him to die.
The job. Yep.
So Buffalo Wild Wings in Cape Girardeau, if you would like to talk to me about the situation and, you know, assure me that it'll never happen again and invite me back to your restaurant because I'm not coming back without it, you can email us at babycomeback@podzilla1985.com.
I mean, you could just go to their Facebook page. That gets results.
I thought about tweeting at him or something, but I was seriously like, it was one of the things that I was so miserable with the situation, I just don't want to deal with them ever again. It's like Domino's. When we got that terrible Domino's pizza and they sent me like, here's eight free pizzas. And I'm like, I don't want your blood money. Fuck off. Because unlike Buffalo Wild Wings Domino's, your food is shit.
You know, like that's we're just done. We only wanted Domino's that one night because it was dirt fucking cheap.
And you made us regret it.
Made
you
us
motherfucker
hard.
You made, motherfuckers.
We spent that money and then we still went to Little Caesars.
We did.
We ended up throwing that pizza away. It was that bad.
It was.
Me and Shannon Young, Jesse Kimball and Shannon Young threw away pizza.
Whole pizzas.
Whole pizzas.
Whole pizzas.
That's how bad that Domino's pizza was.
Oh. That's just terrible to think about. All right. So we only have about 10, 15 minutes left because that was a long rant. I got a couple of things I want to get out of here. Jesse, did you hear about what happened in Alabama?
Which thing?
I don't know who to call the motherfucker in this situation, but basically a woman got into a fight, a pregnant woman got into an altercation with another woman over someone's baby daddy. I don't know whose. And I guess this pregnant woman escalated into conflict, and the other woman pulled a gun on her and shot her, killing her unborn baby.
Oh.
And, of course, she was arrested for...
murder, I guess.
Right. And by she, I mean the mother.
What?
The mother was arrested because
The abortion laws, right?
She put her unborn baby in danger by escalating the fight. So the woman who pulled the gun was not arrested. The mother was.
What?
Can you fucking believe it?
If they're doing that, arrest both.
I think they did, but the one got charges dismissed or something. I don't know.
Because, well, like the other one would have had to have gotten attempted murder.
Yeah.
Like, or assault with a deadly weapon. Like, there's a lot of charges for pointing and shooting a gun at someone.
Well, except
apparently not in Alabama.
Well, except Alabama is a stand your ground area. So since that woman,
were they on her property?
That I don't know. I actually don't know that. But
because that's what I thought stand your ground worked on.
No, stand your ground just means that if someone threatens you with violence, you can respond with self-preservation. So if that woman felt threatened, and we hear about this all the time, it's just usually it's a white person felt threatened by a black dude, so he shot him and everything's cool. In this particular case,
God damn it.
In this particular case, this woman thought her life was in danger, so she pulled a gun and shot this woman, killing her unborn child, in which the police then are charging the mother with the death. It just
boggles
my
mind. Yeah.
Fuck, that's weird. That's super weird. Only in Alabama.
And I got more. I got more things. Boston, you're motherfuckers.
Yeah, they are.
You're super salty about losing the Stanley Cup. We know you are.
But I say, there's no explanation necessary. Boston's a trash city with trash fans.
Well, they just approved their first straight pride parade.
Did they seriously really approve it?
With Grand Marshal Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever his name is.
Fuck
conservative fuckwad. Milo Camisaurus.
Yep. Well, wasn't that the one that they named some like celebrity to be it, and he basically responded with "fuck you"?
No, I think they said he was the like symbol for it.
Okay,
I think it was Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
and he was
it was Chris Evans. I think I remember reading about this because they were talking about. Oh, maybe not.
I know what you're talking about. It was the same thing.
Yeah,
he was talking about the straight pride parade. He just had a better like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Letter to them.
Well, they approved it. Sheesh. And so Boston will have their straight pride parade at like the end of July or end of August.
And so is it just going to be the KKK marching?
In fairness, like I don't begrudge the city of Boston for this.
Yeah, they said they can't deny someone.
They can do that. That's fine. Like I don't begrudge Boston for this.
Okay, I'm gonna backtrack the Boston one. Let me tell you exactly who it is. You keep going.
I absolutely. The dumb shits that think there needs to be a straight pride parade. Like, what exactly are you proud of? The fact that you
are bigots?
No, not even like...
Hey, I'm straight.
they may not even necessarily be bigots. They might not have, I guess, a problem with... Oh, no, they definitely do. If they're doing this, they have a problem with gay people.
Yeah.
But, no, it's one of those things like the... Like, you're not... God, what is... Why can't
persecuted?
I think of persecuted? You're not persecuted for being straight.
It goes back to the why isn't there a White History Month?
Right, like
it's every month.
It's just
history.
The idea of the gay pride thing is like that's a time where people get together that are gay or you know supporting gay people, and you know they can walk the streets unafraid, proud that they're gay. You know when you can do that as a straight person?
Every day,
all the time.
Yeah,
like. Anywhere you go, you can walk the streets as a straight person. Everybody will assume you're straight. Nobody's going to persecute you for being straight.
So this is from the group, and I shit you not. The group is called Super Happy Fun America.
What?
Are the ones putting on the straight pride parade. And they said everyone is welcome to come. It doesn't matter who you are. You're all welcome. We're promoting to unison for everybody. And they're celebrating the diverse history, culture, and contributions of the straight community. Like, look, let me talk to you guys real quick. Super Happy Fun America. Listen to me. I get it. I used to be that way. I used to be the person that would be like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, should I not be proud to be who I am? Should I not be proud to be white and be straight? And it's like, yeah, you can be proud of who you are. But it's you're taking what should just be a personal... Like, I'm a good person, and you're turning it into this giant thing that is only meant to oppress and hurt others. Like, you're not doing a straight pride parade because you're proud of being straight. You're doing a straight pride parade because you're scared of the progression in this country. That's why you're doing it.
And you're jealous that, you know, gay people are getting all this attention. You as a straight white male.
Yeah, the most oppressed person in the country.
You deserve all the attention.
And, hey, like, they damn it, I had a good joke there for a second, and it's gone now. I was going to bring up the fact that, you know, it's gone now. Damn it. And it was a good point, too. I was going to bring up, like, gay bashing and you know, gay people that have been murdered and stuff like that, and it's gone. Point is, fuck you guys.
Right, yeah. No, get over yourselves. Like, it's just, God damn it. Why you got to be pieces of shit? Just let people be people, man.
Speaking of pieces of shit, our next motherfucker this week is, there's a couple actually. Joseph Robert Miley, whatever, from Missouri. Local boy.
Oh, is this the...
He got catfished.
Yeah. He got,
oh.
This is the motherfucker. Sorry, Shannon. I'm not going to take your... You go
no,
ahead.
Go ahead. No. I'll share this time.
All right. Yeah, no, this is the motherfucker that... So on a dating app, he matched with this girl, shows up. Turns out that she is 11 years old.
Said she was 18.
Said she was 18 on the dating app. She's 11 years old. So homeboy is like, you know what?
I believe it.
I mean, we're already here. She's obviously willing. I don't see Chris Hansen anywhere.
Oh.
Hold on now, Jesse Kimball. He said he did not know she was 11 until the officers told him. So even after he had sex with her completely bare, prepubescent vagina, he did not know that she was 11. It wasn't until officers said, hey, you had sex with an 11-year-old, that he apparently broke down crying and couldn't believe what he had done.
Not only did he have sex with the 11-year-old,
he
gave the 11-year-old chlamydia.
He did.
Because he had chlamydia.
But Jesse, to be fair, she was begging for it.
God damn it.
Therefore, she should shoulder some of this responsibility.
And, like, it's Missouri, so it won't happen. But somebody really needs to look into that girl's home life. Because if you got an 11-year-old pretending to be 18, willing to bang somebody that she met on a dating app.
Someone needs... where are the parents?
This girl has been assaulted.
Yeah.
Possibly by a parent.
And also, homeboy, if you see an 11-year-old girl and think to yourself, she could be 18. You should not be sexually active.
No.
All right.
You do not make good life choices.
And the real motherfucker of this story... is the Greene County judge.
Oh, you're talking about Judge Calvin Holden?
I am talking about Judge Calvin Holden.
Different Calvin. We have a good Calvin in the background.
So he is the...
Let's just call him Calvin H.
he's the Greene County judge, and he has, at this point, pretty significant history of allowing this kind of behavior to go unpunished because... Now, I know what you guys are thinking. This guy right here, he fucked an 11-year-old and very much got caught. He's going to jail, and he's going to be on a list for the rest of his life.
Well,
you'd be wrong.
He actually got 5 years of supervised probation.
Yep.
And
after the probation is over, he's not going on a child offender list.
He pled guilty in March to third-degree child molestation as part of a plea deal. They dismissed... the child kidnapping and first-degree statutory rape charges. Now, this judge, where is it? On the story that I saw originally, he has a history of doing very, very stupid things. In 2016, he sentenced a 24-year-old man convicted of sexually abusing an 8-year-old girl he was babysitting to 30 days in jail and 5 years of probation.
You know this motherfucker is sitting on a mountain of child pornography.
Holden outraged community members. This is, by the way, this is from Huffington Post. Holden outraged community members again in February after he sentenced a twice convicted rapist to 5 years of supervised probation. He received
That's
the
his
sentence.
Favorite sentence.
He raped a woman a month into his probation, which he had received for previously raping a 16-year-old employee at the restaurant he managed.
Jeez.
So he raped a 16-year-old girl. He got probation. A month into his probation, he rapes another girl and got 5 years of probation. Gah!
What the fuck is the point of probation if you're not going to get punished when you fuck up on probation?
Seriously.
You know this motherfucking judge is sitting on a mountain of kiddie porn.
He respects
a
it.
Mountain
He respects
of
these guys'
porn.
Hustle. That's the only thing I can figure.
Yeah, so seriously.
Judge Calvin Holden.
Of Greene County, Missouri, which is, it's... I know what you guys are thinking. We're from Missouri. It's a different side of Missouri.
Yeah.
It's a much trashier side of Missouri.
When people say, where are you from? You say Missouri. It's not just St. Louis.
This is actually. So you have the St. Louis area, which we are pretty much in.
Yeah.
Then you have like the Kansas City area. And then there's the two basically like no man's lands. That's your, there's also like the Jeff City, Columbia area.
Yeah, but these guys are in the no man's land.
Yeah, these
right?
these guys are in the no man's land.
This Greene is County where it's is almost legal to rape people.
It's where Springfield is.
Yeah.
If
you're a rapist and you're looking for a place to vacation, apparently go there please. And Judge Holden will take care of you.
He will take great care of you. Just make sure you take pictures and you can give them to him.
Yes.
He will take good care of
and
you.
And make sure if the girl's six, you thought she was 30.
Ew.
And it's impossible to tell the difference at this point.
Impossible. Okay, now one other thing to the story. I don't know if you looked it up. So I was wondering, What the fuck is child molestation in the third degree? Did you look this up?
I did not.
All right. So I was really curious because, like, okay, I feel like that's, is that a certain sexual act? Like, because he gave the crow chlamydia, so something happened. So I looked it up. And turns out child molestation in the third degree, and I, this may be different in the state of Missouri, but I, that's where I thought I looked this law up. It is anybody between the ages of 14 and 16 that commits sexual acts with someone at least 48 months younger than them. So that implies that this guy is no older than 16. Which, I don't know if you saw the picture of the dude.
He's 22.
He is 22. Because I couldn't find his birth or anything like that. His age.
He's 22 years old.
Sexual molestation of the third degree, and maybe that's the bullshit thing that the judge gave him. But yeah, you have to be between the ages of 14 and 16 and commit sexual acts with someone more than 48 months younger than you. That's child molestation in the third degree.
And finally, really quick, our last motherfucker this week is the Phoenix Police Force, who a family in, I think it was Family Dollar, apparently their four-year-old daughter, and by the way, the family's black, in case you're wondering where the story's going.
I had a pretty good idea.
Their four-year-old daughter stole a doll from Family Dollar, I'm pretty sure it was. If it's not Family Dollar, I do apologize, but I'm pretty sure.
I think I remember reading this.
The parents were they did not know it. They did not know the baby, the child had taken it, you know, because it's a four-year-old.
Shit happens all the time.
They call the cops on them. The Phoenix police show up and hold the family at gunpoint. The mother is literally holding a child, and the cops are screaming at her, "I will shoot you in the fucking face. You will fucking die." They're cussing the family out, their guns pointed over a doll that a four-year-old took. The video was online. It is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. The cops telling him, "You're going to get shot. I will fucking shoot you," over a doll.
There are so many things blowing my mind about this. So if it came from a fucking Family Dollar, isn't that the one where everything is a fucking dollar?
That I'm not... I feel like that's right.
That's either Dollar Tree or Family Dollar.
No,
one of the two.
No,
it's
Dollar Tree
is everything's a dollar. Okay.
Family Dollar is like Dollar General.
Yeah. Right, okay. So, well, regardless, the doll could not have been more than $5.
Right.
So, A, like, why you call the police on a motherfucker for... Like, that's shrink now.
Yeah.
You have lost the 50 cents.
Or you realized, the parents realized they'd hit the doll and take it back inside.
And that's probably what would happen if the parents would have seen it and said, "Where'd you get that? We need to take it back." And instead, they called the cops. The cops, multiple cop cars show up, guns drawn. One of my favorite parts is they asked the guy, "Is this a stolen vehicle you're riding around in?" And the guy's the guy literally says, "No, it's my car. I bought it. I have like the paperwork and stuff." They just assumed. The police force, because this family was black, and like, oh my God, you hear about police, aggressive police and police brutality.
We're in Arizona. Is this at?
Oh shit, I don't know. I just closed it down. It's in Phoenix.
So okay, yeah, no, that's what I was wondering. So I don't know if you've seen this. Like, it goes around like fucking every time something like this happens. Of the black guy that lives in Phoenix, that he shares his story about how he got pulled over because he had a headlight out, and he knew he had a headlight out. And then he has this very polite interaction with the police where he informs them that he is he has a permit for his conceal and carry. And like, he has the whole interaction, like the police officer takes the firearm from him. They don't even give him a ticket for it because, you know, he's so cool and polite about everything. So like, explain this.
Yeah.
Why the fuck, like, I cannot think of, if I called the cops right now and told them that somebody stole a $5 game from Gaming Grounds, like...
I called the cops and told them someone stole a $130 DS.
Right, and we had them on camera doing it.
And they didn't do anything.
And we had their name and address.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had all that information. Cops didn't do shit. If I call them and tell them that, like, a $5 item was stolen, they might send an officer out here that they're trying to punish because that officer now has to fill out a police report
for, $5
for a $5 item that's not, like, ever going to get found.
And this isn't one of those cases where, like, they found drugs or guns on these people. They didn't. Mm-mm. They didn't find anything. They let them go without arrest or ticketing, by the way. They let the family go. No arrest, no ticketing. But in the process... Guns aimed at this woman and her kid, at the father. I will, and she's pregnant, by the way. I will fucking shoot you. You will fucking die. Why? Why do the police have to be that way? And I'm not saying all cops are bad. I just read a story about a cop from the St. Louis area who died. He went to a grocery store because somebody was doing a bad check. Cop goes there just to talk to the guy. It ends up in a confrontation. The guy shoots the cop twice and leaves. That cop died. That is terrible. Yeah. That is terrible. And I saw somebody defending the people that did it, saying, well, how come you people aren't this upset when a black person dies when a cop shoots him? That doesn't equal it.
Upset on both.
This cop didn't fucking do anything. Like, fuck off. That's not a good argument.
Because it's one of those things, like, if the cop was, like, threatening, or if it was one of those things where, like, because I know there are different situations with different areas and stuff like that where, like, a lot of the places in the East Coast, like, we've talked about Baltimore before.
Yes.
Where the cops there, like, are
bad.
Yeah. Like, you had the guy that got arrested that died in transport because the cops just...
Too rough.
Yeah, they're too rough.
Yep.
And they do it on purpose. They bang, like, they fuck these guys up on purpose. So you have, like, that's why people in Baltimore run, like,
right.
Because if they get arrested, there's a real chance
they could die.
They could die, because I don't remember the guy's name that actually made news, but he was not the first one.
No.
And I'm sure he will not be the last.
Unfortunately not. But this is a terrible story.
Yeah, no, this is real shitty. Like, I don't advocate violence against cops, but I do advocate the cops need to do their fucking job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to hold cops to a higher standard.
Right.
Because, like, they are trained professionals. These criminals that they arrest are not trained professionals.
They're acting on impulse.
They're going to do stupid things. Cops need to be held to a higher standard. But that also does not mean that we don't support cops. I absolutely support cops.
Yeah.
Tricky situation.
Yeah, you're not going to hear me say back the blue, because that's a direct response to Black Lives Matter.
I'm not going to say back the blue. I'm not going to say all lives matter.
No.
But I do support the police, and I do support people's rights to live and not be killed by the police.
Right.
How is that so fucking hard to understand?
It blows my mind. Because, yeah, clearly if I, like, because I'm in favor of Black Lives Matter movement, I hate all police officers.
Which isn't true.
That's not even a little bit true.
We got to get out of here because we're running out of time. I got to hurry over to Best Buy. But real quick, I do want to mention Derek Boxdorfer gave me a candidate for Champion of the Week, and I'm going to go with it because it's really good.
Oh, yeah, you can end on a good note.
I love Champion of the Week.
Her name is Belle Delphine, I guess is her name. She is a cosplayer. And she had posted a thing that if her pic got X amount of likes, she would create a Pornhub account and start uploading videos.
What?
Well, it did get that many likes. So she started posting videos about her, and it's like, you know, Belle whatever plays with her pussy and stuff like that. And it's her petting her cat. All of the videos are safe for work. None of them are porn related. She got a bunch of new followers on her Instagram and a bunch of people pissed off because they wanted to see her. She's very attractive.
That wanted to see her
in sexual situations. So Belle, I tip my hat to you. Well played.
Yep. That's fantastic.
That's going to do it for this week. Next week, happier show. I promise we'll be back to normal. Until then, make sure you check out Nerd Up on Sunday, and we'll start doing this all again. Thank you guys for tuning in to After Dark. We will see you next week. Later.